From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Paula Poundstone, and Sue Ellicott. And here again is your host at Cal Performances in Zellerbach Hall in Berkeley, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. It's time, of course, for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jill Beeler. I'm calling from Las Vegas.
I love Las Vegas. How are things there?
Warm.
Nice. Yeah, it's good. Now, I always ask this of people from Las Vegas. Do you ever participate or partake of the vast kinds of entertainment available to people there?
Not really. I'm actually in advertising, and those are our clients, so I sort of, I guess, see the man behind the curtain.
Oh, really?
So it loses its luster.
Really? So you knowing what they're really like, having made up lies for them.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
We don't like to think of it that way. No.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
Did you come up with that great slogan for Vegas, what happens here stays here?
That wasn't me.
Oh, really?
What do you do when you say you're in advertising? What exactly is your part?
I write.
You write?
I write. Things.
Like slogans or?
Slogans, taglines, headlines, commercials, radio jingles.
Can you tell us one that you've written? That was yours?
I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been using that.
Yeah, that's been in my head for years. That's one of those things.
Jill, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jill's topic?
Obedient, cheerful, and thrifty, but mostly obedient.
This week, we read about some people who are serious sticklers for the rules. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of folks obeying even the silliest orders. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. First, let's hear from Mr. Adam Felber.
Folks all over America complained that the ads during the Super Bowl weren't quite up to snuff this year. And this week, it was revealed that one of the reasons may have been the work of CBS's, quote, Super Ad Content Task Force. Applying the rule that advertisers should avoid even slightly suggestive words or images, the task force redlined ad scripts to the tune of over 1,500 objections, which were made public this week. Some of the banned words included, and I quote, headbutt, infarction, influx, titular, muffled, package, diction, countrified, concoct, fallacy, cunning, felicitations, and somewhat inscrutably, ligament. Task Force spokesman Dean Johnson admitted that some of these deletions, quote, seem a little weird out of context, but they were really just recommendations to the advertisers anyway. We didn't tell them to make dull ads.
CBS enforcing rather draconian rules about language for the Super Bowl ads. Your next story of following rules a bit too slavishly comes from Sue Ellicott.
It just got tougher to be a poor German, as if there weren't already enough jokes about how the Deutsche Volk are told by their government when they can mow their lawns or shower. Now they're being banned from entering some of their own rooms. More than 100 German housing associations just brought in limits on the size of apartments for families on welfare. The problem is there aren't enough small homes around. Not to be defeated, the eastern town of Lurbau has come up with a somewhat mean solution. People can stay in their two big dwellings as long as they stay in only some of their rooms. The people involved, Matthias Urbanski, head of the housing authority, told Reuters, seem to be quite happy with the setup. Well, yeah, right. One 49-year-old woman told the Dresdner Morgenpost newspaper, "It feels stupid." But even she seemed reasonably obedient. The paper didn't give her name, she wouldn't give it, and nor would she say which rooms they have to stay out of. But the German government is sending in regular patrols to peep through windows to check that nobody is cheating.
People in German housing not allowed to use rooms because they don't deserve to have them. Your last story to show you that not all rules are to be followed to the letter comes from Paula Poundstone.
Health department officials were temporarily baffled by a rash of seemingly unrelated reports of tongue swelling and water retention until they determined that several sufferers had in common the recent purchase of a Sassy Gal curling iron. Upon further investigation, they discovered that each of the women had found a small package marked EAT within, which turned out to have been a misprint on the silicate moisture prevention capsule, which mistakenly read EAT instead of the more traditional do not eat. I thought it helped curl your hair. Claimed a bewildered Elaine Wayman sporting a head full of enormous curls. The women claimed to be considering a class action suit against the Sassy Gal Curling Iron Company so long as they don't have to talk too much.
Here are your choices. Somewhere somebody is following rules too strictly. Is it from Adam Felber at CBS, where they didn't even let the Super Bowl advertisers use the word ligament for fear of offense? From Sue Ellicott, a story of people in housing in Germany who are supposed to be in smaller homes than they are, so they can't go into the rooms in their house. Or from Paula Poundstone, the story of a bunch of people who, when being told to eat little bags in their appliances, went ahead and did it.
I have absolutely no idea, but I really hope it's three. I just want to believe that about people.
You want to believe that people being
that
presented
is so cruel.
With a small bag saying eat, that they will do it? Does that, that's the kind of human spirit you want to have faith in?
I don't know if I want to go on record.
She is in advertising.
That's true. What is your choice then?
I actually am going to go with three.
You're going to go with three. You're going to go with this.
Paula's
story of the silica gel disaster.
Yes.
All right. That's your choice. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to somebody who was familiar with the real story.
What are you going to do? You don't have enough space. They're already in the apartment, so why not just leave it there? So if you're in it, fantastic. However, please stay in your bedroom.
That was Hilary
Gallo. And don't
Gallo.
Go to the bathroom.
Exactly. That's one of the rooms you can't use. She was the producer for Deutsche Welle, an international broadcasting company. For Germany, she was talking about the people there in the housing developments being told not to use rooms in their homes.
But please to eat bags of silica.
I'm sorry, but as you can see, Sue had the real answer. So mm-hmm. I apologize to you. But you did, however, win a point for Paula for coming up with that frighteningly realistic story.
I'll take it. All right.
Jill, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you so much for playing our game.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.